Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your door. So relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. And today I will be talking to Kelfala Kuruma from Sierra Leone in the eastern province, that is Kenema City. And they have the Sierra Leone Union of DJs, the Kenema branch. And there's a letter that is being circulated. The union is demanding that the musicians, the local musicians, pay some money before their songs are being played. So I have Mr. Kelvin, who is the vice chairman, on the line, and who I'll be talking to him straight from Kenema. But that will be coming. And I also have Mr. Alusain Yansene, who is also with me today again in the studio. But let's start the ball rolling right now with music as usual. This is the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. And so let's start off today from Cameroon, the Black Bukang in Cerezo. And right after Cerezo, I bring you Maria Rosa. Maria Rosa is a song done for us by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Johnny by Yemi Alade of Nigeria. So you see, it's going to be real hot today. So stay close and don't go away. Cerezo right now with the Black Bukang from Cameroon.
Cerezo.
Tonight, let me see how you
sa yeke penosa Maria ya rosa ai bo ai bo 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 nesimia
Maria mama rosa
Maria mama we
Maria mama rosa
o marai fie Maria Rosa, I'm sorry. Maria,
sorry.
Maria Rosa,
I'm sorry.
Maria Rosa, you're the Rosa,
I'm sorry.
Maria, Maria Rosa,
I'm sorry.
Maria,
sorry.
Maria Rosa,
I'm sorry.
Maria Rosa,
I'm sorry.
Maria. Mama Maria Zewagana Nayagala Corinne's pudding, Chifu. Tiamo Maria, Jete Maria, sorry, my dear.
Jete Maria,
Maria Rosa,
my
Venosa,
I'm sorry,
Maria,
sorry,
Maria Rosa,
I'm sorry,
Maria Rosa, Yet Venosa,
I'm sorry.
Maria,
Maria
Rosa,
Maria
Rosa,
Maria
Rosa, Maria Rosa,
I'm sorry,
Maria,
sorry,
Maria Rosa,
I'm sorry,
Maria,
I love,
I love,
I love, I love, I love, I love,
I love, I love, I love, I
love,
I love, I love,
my dog.
Yemi Alade of Nigeria in Journey, and right before that was Maria Rosa by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda, and Cameroon's Black Bukang in Cerezo. What a lovely time we're having right here, and I see Mr. Yansane shaking his head. Aluseni, I love the name Aluseni, man. I don't know why, but there's something about this name that is making me go crazy. Welcome to the African Beat again today, Mr. Aluseni.
Thank you, Mr. Vandy. As always, thanks to the listeners for always tuning in to the number one show here at Voice of America. It's going to be a fun show today.
Yes, indeed, it's going to be a fun show. And on the line to Kenema, Eastern Sierra Leone, I have Mr. Kelvin Kelfala Kuruma, who is the vice president or the vice chairman of the Sierra Leone DJs Union Kenema branch. Welcome to the African Beat, Mr. Kelfala Kelvin Kuruma.
Yeah, thanks for being part of the show. Thanks for welcoming me, David Randy.
All right. Thank you. And Kevin, let me ask you first. Do you normally listen to African Beat on the Voice of America in Kenema?
Every time. You know, there's a station here, Eastern Radio, that normally we broadcast most of your programs. So I actually listen to the African Beat simply because I want to be familiar with the DJs, the broadcast style and everything about how you do it there, and how I get familiar with some of the beats that I can't have access to.
Oh, wow, that sounds good. That sounds good. And it means you will continue listening to this show, right?
I'm a great fan.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And now, you know, my reason for getting in contact with you is because of this letter that is being circulated on the internet, and is being mailed to different people. And fortunately, it landed on my desk, and it is saying here, to all Sierra Leonean artists and managers in Sierra Leone, dated 8th April 2015. Dear Sir, Madam, the Sierra Leone DJs Union SLEDU Kenema branch is a union formed to seek the welfare of radio DJs in Kenema and to promote the Sierra Leone music industry for it to be recognized internationally. After holding several meetings to chart a way forward on how to promote Sierra Leone music to a high esteem at home and abroad, it was agreed that for an exclusive promotion of our Sierra Leonean artist, the sum of 2 million leones, which I would say is like
$500,
yeah, should be delivered or paid to SLEDU Kenema branch for the intended purpose, which is promotion of artist's album. In view of the above, no promos for 2015 shall be played on any radio station in Kenema if the artist or artists or management of the artist or artists fail to meet the union or go through the union's procedure. Signed, faithfully yours, William Boyma, Secretary General. Now, it's like music to my ears, Mr. Kuruma. Can you just let us know why are the DJs in Kenema or the radio DJs demanding so much money for a local artist's album to be played on the radio in Kenema when we fully well know that these artists are not making that kind of money?
Maybe there was a mistake somewhere. But definitely, for the Kenema artists, we demanded a sum of 1 million yen. And that is somehow something like $250. And for those who are in the diaspora, let's say Freetown are in the diaspora, they pay 2 million yen, that's something like $500. It's simply we are taking a look at it from the business point of view. The DJing is a career. And for the artists, also the musicians, they also have a career to pursue. It's a lifetime thing. And here we are in this part of the country, DJs are seen as a dropout, or maybe people who don't have any serious job to do. Most of the DJs have little or even nothing from using the radio station. And most of the time, all this entertainment stuff going on in the country, all these things, we in the region are left out. There's nothing actually coming to us. And most of the promotion, most of these artists make a lot of money when it comes to showbiz in this part of the country. They come, they make a lot of money, and they forget that these DJs play a very great role in promoting their sound. And at the end of the day, we see a lot of disrespect, and we see that they are not even grateful for some of the things that are happening. And these DJs form one of the pillars, because we work in collaboration with the artists, the engineers, the producers, for us to see that this music thing can. And if the DJs who form the promotional aspect of this whole thing are neglected, then definitely...
Because it is the DJs that actually promote their music. They play their music on the radio, and people hear them, and people grow to like them.
Yes. And we play them thoroughly, give them a lot of promotion. We analyze this song. And there are times we do talk to other DJs to play them, especially... I'm a fan of Sierra Leonean music. I love it too much. I love the African beat. And I do everything, every African song, I love it. So we do talk to junior DJs, please be playing these Salon songs and doing it. But at the end of the day, we are left out.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to national matters.
Especially when it comes to national issues. Okay, Aluseni wants to say something.
Mr. Kelvin, you know, thanks for all that you do. And I know you guys are trying, doing a great work. I was just listening to what you said about the amount in terms of what the artists should pay. Why is the amount different from the artists in Kenema compared to the artists in Freetown in the diaspora? Why is the amount different?
Yes, for the artists in Kenema, just the way the DJs in Kenema are neglected, that's the way most of the artists are not included in national issues. So even when it comes to matters of promotion, let's say, for example, even this Ebola sensitization, most of our artists are left out. And they are not included. Even if there are still times when they are included, the amount being given to them is not commensurate to what is being given to those who are in Freetown. You see? So most of them do depend on petty shows they do in villages, or they do move around in nearby communities for them to make ends meet.
So you're trying to tell us here that the respect that is being accorded artists from the capital city of Freetown is not the same if those that are in Kenema or in the provinces go to Freetown.
Yeah, definitely.
But what about their music? Is the music of the artists from the provinces being played on radio stations down in Freetown?
Seldom. They don't often play them. Even if there are radio stations who play them, these sounds are not a few sounds, only for a few, but most of the time only for musicians in the capital city. They don't normally play their sounds. Whereas most of us DJs in the provinces, we do kill ourselves promoting sounds of musicians in the capital city. And you see, when we are not getting the respect that we do, the attention that we do, the reward that we do. If there are times DJs want to make shows with particular musicians, they do overcharge them.
Okay, all right. One final thing, Kevin. If you say they don't pay the money, you will not play music from them, that is the local artist in Sierra Leone, you will not play their songs, then what kind of music will you be playing when you play music from a foreign country? Do you get paid for that?
What we actually say is we are not playing recent promotional songs. If you know you have a song for 2016, we do play Sierra Leonean songs.
Okay.
But we concentrate on the ones
that are coming out that actually need the promotion.
The previous ones, let's say from 2014, and we go backwards.
Okay, the ones that are coming out now.
That you need promotions for. You need to pay money for
you
that.
Need to pay money for that. I think that makes a lot of sense. Like I said, this is your own view from Kenema and from the DJs Union Kenema branch, but we'll be getting to the artists because we want to hear also from them. We've heard a lot about the disrespect from the artists to the radio DJs that are actually promoting and giving their songs airplay for people to know about them. We've heard about that. So we'll find time to also ask them what their take is on this.
Yeah,
Alusine.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm all for what Mr. Kelvin said. I think the artists and the DJs, they have to work hands in hands. Without the DJs, there won't be no artists. So they have to, give them that respect and at least, especially being in those parts of the world, you have to help each other.
You have to, because like Kevin is saying, in those parts, sometimes some of those DJs, radio DJs, they go to work. Some of them are not even being paid.
Absolutely.
You know, they have to find a way to make their own money. So if they're promoting the music, and I think if you don't have anything to give to them, you have to respect what they do, because it is their job. Like he said, it is a career. These are not just dropouts, like people would say.
Not at all.
They're not just dropouts. This is a career that they do, and they use it well for the community. Well, Kelvin, I want to thank you very much for being my guest today, and we'll be getting back to you as time goes on, and you keep listening to the African Beat, and I'm sure you want to say hello to some of your friends that are out there that will be listening to you right now.
Yeah, definitely. I still respect all the Australian and artists that are doing it there. You guys keep the flame burning. Keep working harder. I know you'll make it. And to our DJs, of course, to you, David Bandy, I've been a fan of yours since you and Cyril, and, you know, I was in Cape Town.
Okay.
And I used to listen from SLBS by then.
Okay.
99.9, yeah. Wow. I used to listen to you when I was a kid. In fact, you've been my source of inspiration.
All right.
Thank you for hosting me, and I love the African beat. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. And from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy, and just finished talking to Kelvin Kelfala-Kuruma, the vice chairman of the Sierra Leone DJs Union in Kenema, Sierra Leone. And in our subsequent programs that will be coming, we'll also talk to some of the artists that are being affected by this new rule in Kenema. But right now, when I come back, I'll be talking to Aluseni about what is going on out there. And like we started this topic a few days ago about the DJs not playing the music from their home country. But right now, let's go on with some music. Go Easy With Me is going to be our next track. And I play this one for Bentu, my friend out there in Accra, Ghana. You say you love it. And so I'm going to dedicate it to you by Roger Rogers, the son of Suleiman E. Roji from Sierra Leone. And right after that, Jerabi by Barbara Kanam of the Congo. And Sugar Sugar by Dilex featuring Remy Boy of Rwanda. But let's enjoy this old-time classic that has been remixed for present day by Roger Rogers from Sierra Leone, originally done by his dad, Suleiman E. Roji. Go Easy With Me.
Let's go easy with me. Let's go easy with me. Let's go easy with me. to get into heart. Still place a press your feelings as a Mr. Place a press your. Oh, this does a surface your.
I'm a senior, Mia. Huh? Arina sugar, sugar, Arina sugar, Kuriao, Mamiao, Anabuse, I'm a cinemia, Arina sugar, sugar, Arina sugar, Kuriao.
I swear,
Mamiya, oh, Ana Bouge, I'm a cine mia, I'm a cine mia, Harina sugar, sugar, Harina sugar, Kuriao, Mamiya, oh, Ana Bouge, I'm a cine mia, I'm a cine mia, Harina sugar, sugar. Harina sugar, kubur yao.
Charo hai, ana shikna bam bam zam zay. Huma bigi maga choose ay. Hana bu, hana tu, hana cool ay. I like that, the way she move ay. Dance ay, dance and I wait. Free ride and I'm next level. Rockas DJ, kadunde mama. Mama kaya mana zaze, wana chu, mana pigi, mana tunze. Bila chas ana hu. She say she love me, I love her.
I'm a cine mia, I'm a cine mia, Harina sugar, sugar, Harina sugar, Kuriao, Mamiya, Ana Bouge.
Sugar Sugar by Dilex featuring Remy Boy of Rwanda, and right before that, Jarabi by Barbara Kanan of Congo, and Go Easy With Me by Roger Rogers of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Aluseni, let me just come over to you. You had all this. A few days ago, you were here with Ernest Ayo Mason, and we talked about the DJs not playing music from their home country, especially when they go to parties and all this, and even some of the radio stations. And it is only when these songs are being played that people get to know about them, just like what Voice of America is doing, promoting African music, promoting this, the music of African stars, especially the younger folks that are coming up that don't have a platform. That is what African Beat is all about. So now, give me your take on this. Now, these people are saying, because they are not being respected, because some of these artists, when they come to their territory, they make a lot of money and they tend to disrespect some of the DJs, you know, and these DJs, some of these small radio stations that they work for, don't pay them. It is what they make from there that they rely on. So what is your take on this?
Actually, I totally agree with Mr. Kelvin. I think in order for the music to grow, the artists must have to respect the foundation. And the DJs are the foundations of the music. They're the voice, you know. They're the reason why people wake up in the morning and turn on their radio stations, you know. So without that respect from the artists, you know, and these are the people that are taking their hands and trying to take them to the higher mountain.
To the top,
to
yes.
The top. So, you know, they have to find a way to make it work.
You know, here in America that we call the first world, we have watched Lifetime movies, true stories, wherein in those days people were taking their music, moving from one radio station to the other, begging for their music to be played, because they know that if their music is being played on the radio, definitely they are going to become big stars.
Exactly. So imagine recording a song and not having an outlet where people could listen to it. You know, how would you spread your music? How would people listen to your songs? You know, you can spend $10,000 to record a song, but if you don't have a station or DJ who's willing to play it, then it's pointless. You
it
know,
is.
So if I was an artist, the DJs will be my best
friend. The DJs will be my best friend. Yes, well, unfortunately, you know, some of them used to say, David, when you were here, we don't pay you money. Yes, that is David. But now the time has changed and things are getting difficult. Economic situation does not permit that. So, you know, like we say in Creole, and go and come. Baragasiga baragafa.
That's right. Yes, sir. It's just like that old song where, you know, thank you, Mr. DJ,
for playing my song. Thank you. You know, that itself is gratitude. That was what Yvonne Shaka Shaka was doing.
Exactly.
Thanking the DJs all across the world for playing her song and the songs of all the artists. Because if they're not being played, then nobody's going to hear it. And that is it. All right. We will be back with Aluseni Yansane. But this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. More from that coming. If this is happening in your country, wherever you live, if the DJs are not playing the music of the local stars, please write to us at africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com, and tell us exactly what is going on, and then we can elaborate on that. But right now, let's go back to music as we take some emails. This one is coming from Alusine Sankoyula, and Alusine writes, Alusine is from Sierra Leone. Thank you, Mr. David, for the hard work that you're doing, for all what has been going on out here in our country, and of course for the wonderful show you're doing at the Voice of America. Another email comes from Sheku Tanga of Radio Daru in Sierra Leone, and Sheku Tanga writes, David, you are great. I always follow your program. And Abdul Musa in Nigeria, Koji States, writes, Mr. David, nice topic on the African music and the DJs. Well done, sir. Well, that sounds good, and I feel good about it. So now let's get back to music. Adonai is a special song, and this is a beautiful one done for us by Sako D, featuring Castro of Ghana. And this is really good. It's gospel, and you're going to love it. And right after that, Yurukundo by Nziza Desiree of Burundi, and Julieta by Daddy V of Kenya. But first, Adonai, this wonderful song, cool song by Sako D the Great and Castro the Late. May his soul rest in peace. Right from Ghana, let's get this one going.
Go. Obiantone Coalition.
Which?
Obiantone Coalition.
Now.
Yeah, be Obiantone Coalition.
What else?
Code.
Huh?
Obiantone Coalition.
Which?
Obiantone Coalition.
Abba.
Obiantone Coalition.
Now.
Code.
Remember when you be and boo I hope a promo yen yinabu huntia. Or ya were time for Jano Manivia. Yambu amu amusina bumpia.
Sa wupe muano menina edi. Nana nyameni awakano nebebe mo. Sa wuma wusa swabi ponyina tutu. So my body don't lose God. Can't walk for my door, yeah.
Everybody sing it, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, everybody sing it, hallelujah, hallelujah,
make we sing,
oh,
oh yeah, I say make we sing, oh, oh yeah.
Now we face a mashiase, me koya masamba, che, I hot chere kakira me fe munti ne wamu se ma wai mini dama, muni ne uono, now we face a me ya sanseni, che. Uhumiana wo ye ma show after the when you bomb me so pena wo se hwan pony na na nyame ne nsa no after the who me tutu man am say me ya junkie ne sabu su wo kebi shame on you too after the me hu say me makobole yonki cheno kene ne mo say monkey if I check I dey say you dey hungry why ye yan ka boda so sharp boski me wo ye de na na nyame ti ase woni menye pe wo bia ne ne viase mana meda bent so wa flawo no wo bia fa handkerchief from the pemeni ase
wo pe mo ani o menyi na edi
what else
na na nyame ni awaka no ne bebe mo we wo ma uza swabi ponyi na tutu.
So my body don't lose God, can't walk for my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Make me sing, oh.
Oh, yeah. I say, make me sing, oh. Oh, yeah.
My win chin me 10 years, me wank a way back. My floppy, this be my payback. My enemies see for their God, men care so, I don't want to disobey God.
No.
My try some of them, me back to prison. wabra mu ni particular reason. Mudwe me ho, me need to go for your meeting. Fatu wasum, I don't wanna be repeating. Yami na ebo me ho bain ti munye foko. Money no be problem, ganu ni mi moto. Tu weni she me ho na meni, ni mi shoto. Me mba we ninja, watcha na me yedondo.
Kona wo boss run asansi ne munya menti na yefra wo Adonai. In your mawaya mami ni me busya funa so me ni be brenti I won't lie. Una wo boss run asansi ne munya menti na yefra wo Adonai. In your mawaya mami ni me busya funi la. Bade, ishi rana we shrami ma nebu misu ya. Se bade, ni uri ya mi mpanda wa siyeje. Papa bade, waya mi gasya mi da siyeje.
Baba Godi, Baba you be too much, Baba Godi, Baba you be too much, Baba Godi, Baba you be too much, Baba Godi, Baba Godi, Baba Godi, Baba Godi.
Se wupe muani o meni na edi, na na nyame ni awakano ne bebe mo. Se wuma wusa swabi boni na tutu.
So my body don't lose God, can't walk on my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Make me sing, oh.
Oh, yeah. I say, make me sing, oh. Oh, yeah.
Street beat, what else? Go.
Izindi ngwarako zivugwa batazivuye nawe ukumva basitoreye umuti wo kuzivura nuwo kuzifufa. Oh, narabaji byabakanga n'abadogiteri banyishuye ko byarabananiye
Hey, see no doubt to the figure out. That's a story, you are in and out.
Julieta by Daddy V of Kenya, and before that was Yurukundo by Nziza Desiree of Burundi and Adonai by Sakodi featuring Castro of Ghana. You are listening to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington together with Aluseni Yansane, and we're looking at what the music is like from Africa. Yes, this is your super show because the power of the beat is in the African beat. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of The Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee. Before I go to the next piece of music, Aluseni, the Association of DJs in Kenema have said their piece. And if you want to advise, like the artists, because remember Kelvin talked about being disrespected, talked about they're not making any money, and they have to run their stations. You know, they have to buy gas for their generator and all this stuff. So if you have to advise, what would you say to them? Just a short one.
Basically, to all the artists that are listening, just be humble. Be humble, know where you're trying to go. Try to get closer to the people that can help you along the way. You know, this is not something that you can bypass. You know, you need the DJs. Find a way, do a partnership, give them free souvenirs. Try to do anything to try to that would make them feel like to play your songs.
You know, talked about souvenirs. In fact, the president told me that sometimes they even have to buy their own CDs.
Absolutely.
So yeah. If you don't give them your CD, how do you expect them to play? They have to go and buy it?
Exactly. Why should someone who's promoting you, someone who's doing all that they can do for your song to be heard across the world, why should they have to pay for your CD?
You know, there's a saying that be careful those you meet on the way going up because you may need them when you're coming down.
Absolutely.
All right. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. And an email here from another Sierra Leonean listener, Sadigu Ba. And Sadigu is in Freetown. He says, some musicians do not keep to their style. They tend to copy Western style and forget the African instrument. Guys like Two-Face, P-Square excel because they maintain their style even when they go international. That makes them unique. This is from Sadigu Ba in Freetown. Aluseni.
I agree. And that's one thing, you know, us as Africans, we have to sell our culture across to the world. You know, if I wanted to listen to a hip-hop song, I know where to go to listen to a hip-hop song. But if I want to hear African music, I want to hear the richness in the African culture. I want to hear something that makes me feel like I'm back in Sierra Leone or I'm back somewhere in Angola or somewhere in South Africa. So please,
If you want to hear that, I'll advise you, please don't go to a Sierra Leonean party in the United States. You will never hear it.
And that's a sad story. that's a very sad thing right now. That is a very sad thing now where 90% of the songs...
Not from foreign countries,
you know.
All right, well, let's get back to music. And this is the African Beat, you know. This is how we do it. We bring you the music and we give you the discussion that will put you right where you're supposed to be. Now, let's take our next set of songs. Señorita by Manex of Tanzania is coming up next. And right after that, Farafina by Ishmael Isaac of Cote d'Ivoire. Got Señorita right now by Manex of Tanzania.
Pedi wangu señorita, nakupenda sana. African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
Africa is my home.
La bola, Samampao. La bola, Samampa. Lego African. Je vous aime. Je vous adore. Quand je pense que c'est la femme qui m'a mise au monde, je ne peux pas manquer de respect pour les femmes. Quand je pense que c'est la femme qui m'a mise au monde, je ne peux pas manquer de respect pour les femmes. La gola, ça m'a pas. La gola, ça m'a pas. Les beaux africains, je vous aime, je vous
Ta peau, elle est magnifique. Farafim Mousselou,
Farafina by Ishmael Isaacs of Cote d'Ivoire, and Senorita by Mannix of Tanzania. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today, Aluseni Yansane.
Thank you, and I am the People's Ambassador, and I approve this message.
Oh, yes, the People's Ambassador approving this message, and so you got it going. Till we meet again, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Change patapo, farafimu solu, ne glesi patapo.